WJTL bringing you Lincoln Brewster. There is Power. Good morning to you and happy Tuesday at 7:05.
The best Christmas pageant ever has hit theaters. It's directed by Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen. It's about the unruly Herdman kids and how they hijack the town's sacred Christmas pageant, but we also hijack our hearts. It's a Christmas comedy for families and is now playing in theaters, rated PG.
This morning, our very special guest, Lori Reichert, is the director of development with Hope Within Ministries. Good morning, Lori.
Morning, Fred.
So
thank you for
wonderful.
Having me.
Yes, yeah, so wonderful. Wonderful to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I guess I'm obligated to say good morning, Anne-Marie, if you are listening.
Yeah,
that's
good
my,
morning,
yes, my
Anne-Marie.
Boss, and she is the executive director, Hope Within. So if she's listening out there, good morning, Anne-Marie. I saved you the drive. I thought you'd sleep in today.
Lori, tell us all about Hope Within Ministries.
So Hope Within Ministries started as a concept between Danita and Brian Sturgis in 2002. And in 2006, they actually opened the clinic. And it is located in E-Town, but we're kind of on the, I guess you could say, the western end of E-Town.
Like the Middletown side.
Yeah, almost, Route 230.
Yeah.
4748 East Harrisburg Pike, Route 230. And we're just inside the Dauphin County side of E-Town. So we always say E-Town because it's a postal address.
Yeah, so when you say it's a clinic, who are you serving?
So primarily we serve individuals that don't have insurance.
Okay.
They must meet eligibility requirements. So you have to be like 250% below federal poverty level.
Wow.
And individuals that are sometimes in between jobs. So, you know, you had mentioned, we talked earlier and we talked about the Amazon warehouses nearby. So it could be Amazon drivers.
Right.
Some of them aren't even employed by Amazon. As you know, they're 1099.
Right.
Right. So they're independent. So there are individuals that have, they could have multiple part-time jobs, and then they don't have insurance.
But they don't
to go
have insurance,
it.
Right.
There could be individuals between jobs that don't have insurance. There could be individuals that have made their way into the country that are here, and as they walk through our door, we don't ask a lot of questions, but if they need attention and they do fill out our eligibility requirement, which is on our website, then we take care of them because we take care of all of God's people.
Yes.
We don't control who walks through the door.
Right.
We don't have any control over where the folks come from. We just know that they have special needs. And generally speaking, it's usually medical needs. So we are a primary healthcare clinic, but we also have dental services and counseling services. So I like to say we get people from all walks of life that come through the door and
do
we minister to them.
Do you have any stories that would kind of give us a glimpse into what it would look like for someone to come into Hope Within Ministries?
So, I mean, I know there's many. So try to highlight a particular individual that had to have some, I believe she had to have some cardiac issues or cardiology issues that had to be taken care of. And the physician was going to do that, but preliminarily she had a lot of decay. Basically, she had a lot of dental issues, okay, that we don't often think about how our mouth is connected right to the rest of our body.
Right.
But in this case, she couldn't have the procedure done until the dental issues were taken care of. So Dr. Gook is our dentist, and she has her own practice full-time in Cumberland County, and then she volunteers at our clinic.
Amazing.
So Dr. Gook and Tina Nisley is her assistant, and the two of them really did a phenomenal job to taking care of all her dental needs within an 8-day period, which was like tremendous. Because normally that's not what, and I've gone through a lot of dental procedures myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a lot of dental issues since I was a kid. I haven't corrected as an adult. So I know what's involved with trying to take care of that.
That's
I know
amazing.
The time and the effort. And I also know the investment in it because it is, right? So they just out of the goodness of their heart took care of what she needed to have taken care of, and then she was able to get the procedure done.
That's
heart
amazing.
Procedure.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just one of the stories that I just thought was incredible because, you know, for them, because again, you know, Dr. Gook has her full-time practice, and then she was able to volunteer at our clinic, and she does that on a monthly basis.
That's amazing. So if somebody is interested in coming to your clinic and needs help, what would be the first thing they would need to do to get in touch with you?
So primarily hopewithin.org, our website. Hopewithin.org has all the resources on it. It does include the application to meet eligibility, and it's in multiple languages, which is important because, again, we have folks coming to us from everywhere, right?
Yeah.
All parts of the world, you could say. So on the website, it's under eligibility, fill out the application, and then normally Anne-Marie McAllister or one of our individuals will actually follow up with the phone call, you know what I mean, in touch base, and then they'll be scheduled. So we do have volunteers that staff our office, staff the clinic, and would put that person on the schedule because we have volunteer physicians that come in, and they would be assigned to a physician.
I'm imagining you're always looking for volunteers. Is that the case?
Yes.
If somebody wants to volunteer, whether they're a medical professional or not, how can they get that info?
Again, Fred, on the website, there's actually, it says donate and volunteer. And so there's a whole section on there on how to volunteer. There's an application on there that can be filled out for volunteering. You go through a background check, you know, which is pretty simple. And sometimes we have folks that have come to, I'll be an example of that, because I also am on my park and rec board in my township. I already went through background check. So a lot of times if that's a current status, it's fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, again, we have, and Diane Wolf a lot of times will help with the volunteers to make sure that they get through all the steps and then help get them acclimated. Also, Dereese Baird helps with that as well. So, I mean, there's, trust me, we have plenty of people that are willing to help accommodate someone if they want to volunteer.
That's awesome.
That's tremendous. We're always welcome to have people come in.
Check it out. Whether you're looking for services or looking for an opportunity to volunteer or to give, go to hopewithin.org. We're going to talk more with Laurie coming up in a bit. Music on the way, Ryan Ellis, Matthew West, and more.